Over my years being a disc jockey, talking to people on the streets, on the telephone, and the many requests in card and letter form that I've received, there's one that kind of stands out. This is the way it reads. Dear Radio Man, would you please play that record about a girl with a drink in her hand, almost persuading a poor lonesome man to let a pair of strange lips lead him on? She noticed the wedding band on his finger and thought maybe he'd been married long enough for another pastor to look mighty good. I believe that when she placed her soft hand in his, she had evil on her mind right then. Women like her are a dime a dozen. You can find them anywhere. When she was making her bid for the future, it included those swinging doors, a jukebox, and the bar stool. She's just one of those good-looking, smooth-talking, fast-working, home-wrecking, loving machines. She saw that little old wine drinker sitting over there in the corner, talking to the wall. But she didn't ask him to take her away and be her man. You know why? Because he had only nickels, quarters, and dimes, and that was only chicken feed. She wanted a man with back pocket money. To her, that's the way to survive. You could look into her teardrops and see that she wasn't woman enough to take any man. Blues plus booze means you'll lose. She'd do anything to make her love appealing. Wanted to lose that blue unwanted feeling. I need to know, Mr. Disc Jockey, is she that woman who left her friends and kin in Tennessee and walks the streets of Baltimore? I'd like to have her name, her address, and even the bar where she hangs out. You see, I'm a man who hates to face a mean old woman when I go home. Because I never had the one I wanted and never wanted the one I got. I guess I reached the bottom now, 'cause I'm getting the fever to wander. You can call me at Lonesome 77203. But please hurry, I hear Little Rock calling. And there he ended the most unusual request I've ever received.